You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord have made. Praise ye the Lord. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. It's about time for your miracle radio broadcast with Apostle Curtis Watkins, your host. We just thank God for another day, another opportunity to come into your cars, into your homes. By the way, this radio station, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. Amen. And the other stations that was called out earlier, bringing us together for what? 1 hour. Amen. For 1 hour to hear what God has to say to you, to encourage you, to lift you up, to bring you over, to bring you out. Come on, to bring you cross. And if you need salvation, amen, to help you come to Christ, amen. We thank God. We thank God once again for you tuning into the radio broadcast of the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida, where yours truly is the founding pastor, Apostle Curtis Watkins. I'm so glad you're tuning in this morning and Cypress audience. I'm so glad you decided, hey, to stay right there. Oh, don't touch that dial. I'm so glad you decided to open up your Facebook, and here I am, me and you. It brings us together. Amen. It brings us together for a right now word. It brings us together to lift you up. It brings us together to bring some kind of clarity and peace. Amen. And speak to your circumstances and your situations through the word of God. Amen. And again, and if you don't know Jesus Christ in the pardon of your sins, amen, it comes to bring us together to invite you to come to know who Jesus is and what he can do. Amen. We thank God for you. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another day. We thank you for another time, amen, that you allow us to come together by the way of the airways of the radio and the Cypress audience, Father. We are so grateful for how you watched over us throughout the night. We thank you how you woke us up this morning, closing our right mind with the activity of our limbs. We thank you, God, and you start us on our daily occupation today. Some at work, God. Amen, God, Lord. We thank you for keeping them. We thank you for directing them throughout the day, Lord. Some got to take care of business. We thank you for favor, God. We thank you for favor that will come with them. Lord, even now, God, some going through bereavement hour, God. Lift the burdens, lift their hearts, Father. We thank you, Lord. We bring peace to them right now. Lord, some may be incarcerated, Father. Thank you for working it out, Father. We thank you now, Father. Some may be on a bed of affliction, God. Thank you for healing them. Thank you for delivering them, set them free, God. Touch their bodies right now in the name of Jesus, Father. We give you the praise and we give you the honor. We give you the glory and we give you thanks one more time, Father, in your precious Son, Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Listen, again, we thank you. We thank you. You didn't have to do it, but you decided to stay right there. You didn't have to turn on the radio, but you decided to turn on. And we want to give a God bless you shout out to all of you that have came up and throughout the time, of course, of the weekend or perhaps earlier during the week or whenever we met, you have said how the radio broadcast has been a blessing to you, and you tune in and you've really been enjoying it. I want to say out now publicly, thank you, every one of you. You know who you are. Thank you for coming up and let me know that you're tuning in to the radio broadcast at 9 o'clock. Every Monday and Friday, and it has been a blessing to you. Thank you so much. Amen. God bless you all. Thank you so much. Again, we want to continue to pray for those that are in bereavement hour, those have gone through bereavement hour. We want to continue to pray for these families. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to continue to pray for President Kimball. Amen. We want to continue to pray for the church family. Amen. In the passing of the pastor, Pastor Barbara Kimbrough, and they had a celebration for her on Friday. Amen. On Friday at 1 o'clock, they had it at Zion Orthodox right here in Cocoa. And we want to thank you, all of you that came out all of you that throw your arms around President Kimmel and their church family and this family and made a great success celebrating, amen, Pastor Barbara Kimbrell. Amen. We want to say we're truly going to miss her. Amen. We're going to miss her. Amen. A woman of God. We're going to miss her dearly. Amen. On this side. Praise God. But we know, amen, we didn't come to stay. We know he said he went away to prepare a place for us. And if he come again, he receive us unto himself. And that where he is, that we may be there also. And we want to send out a thank you and praying for Mother Frederick and Lola. Amen. Thank you all for throwing your arms around this family. And Brother Dennis in the celebration of him on Saturday. Amen. On Saturday at St. Bethlehem. I'm sorry. At Bethlehem. I want you to continue to pray for Mother Frederick. Amen. And the family. I want you to continue to pray for those. We want to continue to pray for Minister Willie Mae Moore and the passing of a cousin. Amen. And the family. Amen. The Dedrick family. We want to continue to pray for them that God will see them through. Amen. See them through this difficult time. And the Lewis family. You might know some families I don't know about, but let's continue to pray for them. Amen. Hallelujah. Sister Jan, we continue to pray for you in the passing of your cousin. Amen. Hallelujah. Easter, we want to continue to pray for her son and her daughter that God would see them through. Again, if you know somebody that I don't know, continue to pray for them. Continue to check on them and let them know that God will see them through. See them through. Listen, my friend. Listen, my brothers, my sisters. Listen, the people of God. Breaking big news. Oh, tonight, oh, tonight, tonight, tonight. Oh, I know you want me to hurry up and tell you. I know you're shaking. What is going on? What is going on? Yes, you know, there's, you say, extra, extra, read all about it. Tell somebody. Listen, tonight, revival starts tonight. We're at 1500 Florida Avenue, Melbourne, Florida. Amen. Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center with Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Haywood. I will be there starting tonight. It's going to be something. You don't want to miss this. You don't want to miss this. Going all the way from the 9th through the 13th. You don't want to miss this. Every night, 8 o'clock, God's going to be there. He's going to be there with us. We're going to see the power of the Holy Ghost move. We're going to see people heal, people be delivered, people set free. Most of all, we're going to be seeing people give their life to the Lord by the preaching and the demonstration of the Word of God. You don't want to miss this. Come on, push back. Come over, come cross, no matter what it looks like. No matter what the enemy's trying to tell you this week, come on, push back and push through and come up, come out, come over, come cross and get your miracle. God is going to be moving in the place, Sister Lisa. I'm telling you, things are going to change. Situations, come on here, that's turned upside down, it's going to be turned up right. Come on here. Hallelujah. Things, doors that seem like it can't be opened, they're going to be opening up for you this week. Come on, somebody. There's things going to be happening in the spirit realm. Hallelujah. And it coming to the natural realm. Praise God. I believe God. What about you? There's going to be a word spoken. Hallelujah. Not words and not opinions of people, but it's going to be a word spoken from direct prophetically from the Word of God. Amen. An apostolic word. All right now, prophetic word for you, for your situation. Just fit you. Tailor-made for you. Tell a mate for you to come over, to come across. Thank you, Yvette Harvey. Amen. It's going to be, the address is up there for those of you that can see. It's going to be something in the place this week, starting tonight. Starting tonight. Oh, we're looking for a high time. We're looking for a high time. Apostle Elizabeth Haywood has been promoting it already, and I'm promoting it now too. It's going to be something you're promoting. Text somebody, call somebody, get them. Hallelujah. Get them prepared to let them know all this week we will be where at Miracle Healing Revival Deliverance Center. We will be there right there, 1500 Florida Avenue. We will be right there. You don't want to miss this. Again, you do not want to miss this prophetic recall, clarion call revival. Fire, fire, fire. Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost shall fall like rain. I'm looking to see you. I'm waiting to see you. I want to see, hallelujah, you come. I want to see you come and give your life to Christ. I want to see you come get your miracle. I want you to come so you'll be able to walk through those doors that the enemy said that was never going to open up for you. I want you to close those doors. I want you to see those doors that the enemy said will never be closed. It's going to be closed in your favor. Because the God we serve, the God that we know, hallelujah, he's able to do a scene above all we think of acts. I'm looking for you. I'm looking for you, you and you. God bless you, Evangelist Jones. I'm looking for you. I know God's going to do it. I believe God. What about you? I know he can and I know he will. Praise God. He will turn it around. Come on. He will turn it over. He will turn it over. He would turn it over just for you. Come on. He'll turn it around for you. I need to know. I need to know. I need to know. Hallelujah. I need to know that you know that God will do it. God can do it. Hallelujah. If you believe his word and take him at his word, he will do it again. It's tonight. Hallelujah. 1500 Florida Avenue E. Right there in the beautiful city of Melbourne and Palm Bay. Come on, come cross, come over, come out, come on, hallelujah. See Bastion, come over, come out, come cross, come on here. Fort Pierce, come over, come out, come cross, come on here, hallelujah. Titusville, come over, come out, come cross, come on, hallelujah. Melbourne, come over, come out. Port St. John, come over, come out, come cross, hallelujah. Come on, beat me there. And you will have an experience with God in the place. Amen. I'm looking to see you in the place this week. This week, you got now all the way to Friday. And it's going to be a high time in the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. We're expecting God to do something great, something big. Amen. And something marvelous in our eyes. And we will give God the praise for it and for it. Amen. Thank God. We do give honor to our lady, Evangelist Bonita Watkins. We thank God. We ask you to keep her in your prayers. Amen. We thank God for our church mother, Mother Brown, and to all our prophetess at the place of worship where we worship at. Prophetess Gathers, God bless you. Prophetess Retha, amen. Prophetess Moses, amen. We do thank God for Pastor Jamal Moses. God bless you all. Amen. Our evangelists, that's their Evangelist Morrow. God bless you. Evangelist Blackman, God bless you. Evangelist Jan Berry, God bless you. Evangelist Harvey, thank God for you. Evangelist Victoria, God bless you. And the saints of God that make up this great congregation, amen, at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, thank God for you, you and you. And Pastor Diana Hayes, God bless you. Diana Hayes Hicks, thank you. God bless you. Amen. Minister Darius Hicks, God bless you. Amen. We thank God for you, all of you that's tuning in to the radio broadcast. Thank God for you, Pastor Barry. God bless you. Hallelujah. Down here in Coco, him and his wife, Evangelist. God bless you, Prophetess Barry. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. These are just some people have came up. Amen. And spoken very well. Say hi to broadcast. Bishop Jenkins, bless you and your wife. Amen. Thank God for you. Thank God for you all listening, tuning in to the radio broadcast. I'm so grateful for it. Amen. Listen, I want to continue on the lines of the word, because when you don't have a word, you ain't got nothing. Without the word, without God, we are nothing. We can't do nothing. Without a word, we can't do nothing. Amen. Hallelujah. But I want to continue on the lines of the word of the Lord. So we have to be careful when we are yet going through some things. And yet we are in the midst of the situations. We have to be careful what we're saying. We have to be careful what the enemy is trying to make us doubt God. Because why? He try to make us feel that the word of God is none effect. The word of God is the only way the word of God is none effect. It is when you have fear. It is when you have doubt. And it's when it's sudden fear. We talk about it's sudden fear, sudden doubt. When all this come up on you all at once, all of a sudden. So the enemy try to captivate you with your words. He try to captivate you with the word of God and tell you why you going through this. While you going through it, this if the word is supposed to work in your circumstances, in your situation, the word does work in your circumstance and situation. The word works. The word would never quit working. The word would never quit working. The only way, the only way the word will quit working is when we stop speaking the word. We have to be careful when what's going through, because the enemy will try his best to discredit God. He's been doing it from the beginning. So now he's still trying to wear out the saints. He's still trying to discredit God. Well, if he's God, why am I going through this? If he's God and his word works, so why am I going through this? Come on. Hallelujah. But I heard the word says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord shall do what? Deliver them out of them all. Come on, hallelujah. You're going to have some days. You're going to go through some things, because that's what the word says. The word says, man that is born of a woman, what? A man that is born of a woman, what? They are what? Few days, but they're full of trouble. But then he comes back and tells us, come on here, that he's God. He can do all things. And we're going to talk about it a little bit. Isaiah 55 and 11 says, so shall my word be that goeth, so shall my word, what you say into the atmosphere. You have the authority in the atmosphere to change the atmosphere of that situation that's coming against you. He says, so shall my word. His word, God's word is promise. God's word is strength. God's word is life. Come on. God's word is hallelujah. God's word is a soother. So shall my word be that goeth from out of my mouth. Come on. That out of my mouth. It shall what? Not return unto me void. It shall not return unto me void. And we know what the word void means. We know what it means. It cancellate. It's no good. It's no good. When you begin to speak fear and you begin to speak doubt, come on, you make the word of God void on your behalf. Because why? You're changing what his word says to fit the circumstance of the situation you're in. So he says right here again in the 11th verse, so shall my word be that what goeth from out of my mouth. So we have to watch what we're saying out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish. Come on, it shall accomplish that which I would please. Uh-oh, come on. So the word has so much authority and so much power over the circumstance and the situation that you're in to do what? Turn that thing around, overturn it, pull you out, bring you up. Come on. Into a place of peace, a place of joy. Come on, not a place of fear, not a place of doubt. The word of God is so powerful according to what we're reading, according to what we're confessing. Hallelujah. The word has prominence. The word has authority, the final authority over every situation that you're facing, or over every situation that you will face. But you got to be careful when you're facing the situation that you don't let the situation face you. You face the situation. Uh-oh. And you speak to the situation according to what the word said. So shall my word that go from my mouth. Come on here. Hallelujah. So you speak it into the atmosphere of that situation that you're in, and you command that atmosphere to come conducive and come compliant with the word of God that's coming out of your mouth. Come on. That you don't become complacent and conducive to the situation, and you begin to talk unfear, doubt, and unbelief against the word that has been spoken out of your mouth. You have power. You have authority in your mouth because you got the word of God in your mouth. The word of God is like a two-edged sword. Come on here. Hallelujah. When you begin to speak it to the atmosphere of that situation has to change. Come on. Hallelujah. He says, so shall my word. Come on, so shall my word. His word is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And he's not going to change. He's not going to change because of the circumstance of the situation that you're in. What's going to happen is when you continue to speak this word, come on, out of your mouth constantly, it's got to change. Come on, let's go again. When Jesus was fasting, 40 days and 40 nights. Then afterwards, he was led into the wilderness to what? To be tempted of the devil. Come on. Hallelujah. Then Jesus said this. Satan began to talk. Satan has been talking ever since. He's talking now. So what we've got to do is we've got to put the word on him. We got to give him the word. He told Jesus, he said, if you see that Satan know who you are, if you be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. Come on. Hallelujah. Command these stones to be made bread. And this is where we're going because we're talking about it. Jesus came back. He didn't come back try to approve who he was. He didn't come back to try to get back at Satan. The only thing he said to Satan, according to the scripture, he said, man shall not live by bread alone. But by every word that proceeded out the mouth of God. So when we are going through something and we're going through situations, we can't afford to speak nothing else. You can't afford to begin to talk doubt. You can't begin to afford to talk fear. Come on. You have to speak word and speak word only. Come on. Speak word and speak word only. When you say, what you mean speak word only? Constantly. When the enemy is talking, shoot him down with the word. I'm afraid. No. God has not given us the spirit of fear. Hallelujah. But he has given us power and of a sound mind through his word. So begin to decree and declare what the word says. Over your circumstances, over your situation, begin to say what God said. What did God say? What did he say? I am the heal. Come on. What did he say? I sent my word. I sent my word and I healed your disease. I sent my word. Come on here. And I brought you to a place of peace. I sent my word. Your word. Hallelujah. Your word has been sent. God has already sent his word. So what we have to do is we have to do apply the word. We got to apply the word. And when I say apply the word, put it to the situation. Bring it to the situation and let the word work the situation. Don't just get to the situation and don't speak the word. You speak the word into that situation and decree and declare what he says about his word. He said, oh, my God. Now, the scripture said this, and we know what the word said. He said, bring me into what? Remembrance of my word. Lord, you said, you said, God, your word said. What did your word say? Isaiah says you was wounded for my transgression. You was bruised for my iniquities, and the chastisement of my peace was up on you. And by your stripes, nobody else, by your stripes, we are healed. Then he said, let the weak say that I'm strong. Come on. Hallelujah. Then he says through his word, I can do what? All things through Christ that what strengthens you. Come on. Hallelujah. He said, let the weak say I'm strong. Let the oppressed be set free. Why? Through his word. We must continue to speak his word. We can't walk in doubt, Sister Lisa. We can't walk in fear, Sister McCrary. We can't live in fear, if that is Harvey. We must walk and live in his word. Because why? He said, it shall accomplish. It shall accomplish. And we know what accomplish is. Come on. Hallelujah. We've got the victory through his word. You got the victory through his word. You're not defeated in his word. Somebody need to say amen out here. Hallelujah. You're not defeated through his word. Come on. You're victorious through his word. You heal through his word. You live through his word. You live by his word. Oh, my God. All you got to do is decree and declare and speak the word of God. Come on. That's all. So shall my word that goeth from my mouth. Come on. It's got to go from your mouth. It's got to go from your mouth into the atmosphere of that situation, into the storm, into the eye of that thing, and decree and declare what God says. I'm already out. I'm already healed. I'm already delivered. I'm already set free. Come on. Hallelujah. And this will not overtake me. This will not overtake me. Come on, no weapon that form against me shall prosper. It will not overtake me. Why? Because I have the right now, the rhema word. Come on, and it's coming out of my mouth. And it's going to accomplish what I sent it out to do. And it will not return unto me void. Hallelujah. It will not return unto me void. Hallelujah. And it says, it will not return unto me void. Hallelujah. And it will, and it shall. Hallelujah. It's in the things, prosper in the things which I, you, send it to do. Uh-oh. You got to send the word. Look what the centurion man said. I'm not worthy for you to come up under my roof. But all I need you to do is speak the word. Come on. Wherever you send this word, whatever your situation you put this word in, it's going to what? It's going to turn that thing around. It's going to, oh my God, it's going to bring you clarity, the word. It's going to bring you understanding, the word. It's going to bring you peace, the word. Come on, hallelujah. When you use the word of God, you won't worry. Come on, You won't worry. You can't worry and use the word too. Either you're going to do one or the other. Come on, either you're going to worry and don't use the word and don't pray. Either you're going to pray and use the word and walk in peace. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Because it shall do what? It shall please. It shall accomplish whatsoever I send this word out to do. And it was not going to return until you void. You got to walk in the word. You got to live in the word. We got to eat this word. We got to meditate upon this word. Come on. Hallelujah. Day and night. Come on. Hallelujah. There is power. There is life in the word. Come on. This is your lifeline. The word is your lifeline. Come on, somebody. Come on. Hallelujah. This word right here that I'm talking about today, according to Isaiah 55:11, so shall my word, come on, that goeth out of my mouth. What is coming out your mouth? Is it word? Come on. It's all kind of types of word. But you can't let fear words come out. You can't let doubt words come out. You got to let the live word, the word of God, come out of your mouth when you're in circumstances, when you're in situations. You can't be afraid to speak this word. Come on. You can't be afraid to walk in this word and take God at his word. Because he is who he say he is. He's going to do exactly what he says he's going to do. Come on. He's going to turn things around. Just keep on walking. He's going to overturn it. Just keep on believing. Just keep on professing. You say, well, you're sucking yourself out because we're yet going through some stuff. Everybody's going through some stuff, but it's not what we're going through. It's what we're going to, because we got to continue to speak this word. We got to continue to do what? Confess this word. We got to continue to do what? Walk this word. Talk this word. Live this word. Come on. Hallelujah. And the word of God is quick. We will not be overtaken. The word of God is sharp. Come on here. It will sharp. It cuts to the joint and the marrow and the center of the bone when you speak the word. Come on. When you begin to decree and declare what the word says over your life, stood in fear. Come on. Stood in doubt. Stood in unbelief. Come on. We got to watch what we're saying. We got to watch what we're saying. I think we preached Friday night. Somebody throwing in the towel. That's not in the word. Come on. That's not in the word. Come on. If you throw in a towel, where you going? Car. Come on, somebody. That means you're taking a time out when you're throwing in the towel. But when you continue to walk this word, when you continue to speak this word, come on here. Hallelujah. Come on. Because he give power to the faith. Here we go. Isaiah 40:31. But they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. Come on. Hallelujah. They shall mount up with wings like an eagle. Come on. Hallelujah. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. This is what the word of God does for you when you wait upon him. He's going to give you strength. Yes, you're going through it. Yes, you feel like you're all alone, but you're not all alone. What did the word say? According to what he said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. Come on here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You feel like everybody against you. You feel like that. You feel like you can't make it. Hallelujah. No. Hallelujah. He said, I'm with you. I'm with you. Hallelujah. You're more than a conqueror. I'm with you. Come on. Hallelujah. You're not weak. You're strong. He said, let the weak say I'm strong. Uh-oh. Let the weak say I'm strong. And let the oppressed say I've been set free. Come on. Hallelujah. So there's no depression or oppression that can overtake you to make you think. Come on. Because he said, let the weak say I'm strong. When you feel weak, the weak, you say I'm strong. Come on, I can't handle it. I can't do this no more. He said, let the weak say I'm strong. He give you power. He increases those that have no might. Come on here. Hallelujah. Don't you give up. Come on, you walk in the word.